As I mentioned to you, the Tsar of Russia attempted to force the Jewish population of Russia into acceptance of Russian Orthodoxy, Russian Christianity, or to emigrate from the country, or to destroy them. And he used various means to pursue that terrible end. The Tsar's decrees, about which I spoke to you last week, were of such a nature that had they been truly enforced with a consistent hand for a long period of time, they would have undoubtedly accomplished the purposes that he set for them. But Russia was a very corrupt society. And when it came down to the county level, to the level of the village, to the level of the local magistrates, it was extremely corrupt. And therefore, in many instances, the Jews were able to finesse their way out of these terrible decrees simply by the payment of bribes. And as I mentioned to you, the Jews attempted by changing their last names, by hiding, by different methods of subterfuge to avoid the severity of these decrees. And therefore, the decrees were not enforced uniformly, and they were not always enforced consistently. There were years when the decrees were almost forgotten about. But the sum total of the decrees and of the atmosphere that they raised was of such a nature that it naturally had a terribly negative effect upon Jewish life in Russia and in Poland. And the negative effect brought into being reactions to these decrees, reactions that I'm going to talk to you about, and that further eroded the strength of the Jewish community and certainly eroded their loyalty to Jewish tradition. In 1846, a great visitor came to Russia, as far as the Jewish world was concerned, and that was Sir Moses Montefiore. We cannot in our time imagine the status that Sir Moses Montefiore had in the Jewish world in the 19th century. When Sir Moses was 100 years old, in the early 1890s, the Jewish people from throughout the world prepared a book in his honor, a centennial book of greetings from Jewish communities throughout the world. The book is now in the possession of a very fine gentleman in Toronto, Canada. I had the pleasure of seeing the book. And you'll see the signatures to the book from every segment of Jewry, great rabbis, scholars, leaders. Montefiore was an outstanding figure, a figure that transcended everyone else in Jewish life at the time. His story is basically not quite rags to riches, but a combination of fortunate events. He was born to a Sephardic Jewish family in London in the late 1700s, and he was employed as a clerk in the banking house of Rothschild in London. And in the war of 1812 and the later Napoleonic War of 1815, in those two wars, the Rothschilds made a tremendous fortune financing both sides of the war.